Continuing our Valley Heights locker room chat here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Puffett alongside head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs boys, Kenny Steinfort. This locker room chat is provided by Blue Valley Technologies. Since last time we spoke, coach, Riley County, Nemaha Central, Riley County last Friday, 62-21, and then on Tuesday here, Nemaha Central, 68-24, a pair of Class 3A Big East teams. Coach, what can you tell me these past two games for you and your team?
Well, you know, we played, you know, Riley County's a good basketball team. Nemaha Central's a good basketball team. And, you know, we're so darn young right now that, you know, playing, you know, starting three freshmen and then having two or three more freshmen coming off the bench. And, you know, right now it's just, it's hard for us to compete at that level with those classifications and those schools. But, you know, there were good basketball teams that we played, and our kids went out and competed, and we look forward to continuing on the season.
Yeah, again, you continue on the season with a pretty young group of players. I know you're kind of playing, you know, five freshmen out there, so you kind of look, you know, constantly for improvement week in, week out. Ben Miller, he has stepped up at large here in these past two games. He had 11 points against Riley County. He accounted for 16 of the 24 total points in that game against Nemaha Central. What can you tell me about a young freshman like that? I mean, he was just dribbling a kind of a smaller ball size a year ago in middle school, and now already he's facing 3A classification, varsity action as a freshman. I mean, what's that adjustment for a player like him, do you think, and how well do you think he's handled it this early on in the season?
Well, and we've asked Ben to do a lot for us. He's a very athletic young man, and gonna do great things here at Valley Heights. But we've asked him to do a lot, being our point guard and handling the ball against a lot of pressure and against good competition. And it definitely has been a learning curve for him, jumping out of junior high and then coming in and playing, you know, anywhere from, you know, around 30 minutes a ball game, if not more. You know, a lot of times I don't think he came out last night, but no, you know, I just, you know, it's been a big adjustment for him. You know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, they do move from a different size ball. So having to figure out, you know, a lot of times freshmen get that opportunity at the lower classes, C team and JV, to work through that before they have to get varsity action. But, he's starting to, you know, get a feel for it and understand what the varsity speed of the game is. And, you know, he did a good job for us. I mean, thank goodness he's with us. And he, like I said, you know, like you mentioned, he scored 11 points there against the Riley County game, got in double figures there, and then 16 there against Nemaha Central. So, yeah, no, it's been good. He's adjusting well. He's getting better each and every day, which is what we ask of our kids each and every day, is just get better each and every day. We're going to look for the small victories, and if we get better every day, we're going to be pretty good as the season rolls on and years roll on.
Upcoming here on the schedule there for you, I know most teams, they say, well, you got one game left here before the winter break, but you really don't take a break, particularly with at least your unit. You have Centralia on Friday, and then you'll have kind of this Christmas holiday tournament, Thayer Central on the 22nd, Fairbury on the 30th, and then on the 31st against Superior. So upcoming here, you got four games slated, and then you'll come out against Clifton Clyde and Donovan West. So again, you know, a lot of great games, you know, kind of straight here before we get to our next show. So just kind of preview these games for me, talk it through, you know, this upcoming game against Centralia, and then of course also that holiday tournament.
Yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time on the holiday tournament or the Nebraska schools that we'll be playing, you know, coming up here. More focused on Centralia here coming up, who's going to be a, you know, Centralia is always a tough team, hard-nosed basketball team that's going to give us fits, and you know, we'll have, you know, another very good TVL team. And so, like I say, we're going to have to be able to handle their pressure and be able to put that ball in the hole, which we're struggling at right now, and then play good defense and, you know, try to keep the score low so we can at least compete and be in it. So, but as for the holiday tournament, I mean, you know, yeah, we're going to, you know, we hit the Christmas break playing Thayer Central and then get a few days off and come back and get a practice or two in and play Fairbury and Superior back-to-back on the 30th and 31st. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, with a young group of kids, probably the practice time would be more beneficial to us. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is, and we'll go compete and for four quarters, and it'll be good.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, good luck here on your upcoming slated schedule against Centralia here on Friday in that holiday tournament here coming up on the way, starting off with Thayer Central on the 22nd. Coach, thank you for your time as always, and good luck here in your upcoming games.
All right, I appreciate it, and thank you for covering Mustang Athletics.
That was head coach Kenny Steinfort of the Valley Heights Mustang Boys. Again, upcoming here, Centralia on Friday, and then the holiday tournament will come back here at around January the 8th here for our next locker room chat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.